Let's discuss Tikkun Chatzos. Did anyone here ever recite Tikkun Chatzos?
Anyone here what?
Anyone here ever recite Tikkun Chatzos? Let's discuss for a few minutes the topic of Tikkun Chatzos. It's the first halacha, the first siman Shulchan Aruch. What does it say in siman Aleph? Siman Aleph. Yeah, some people did not get up to that part yet. Shulchan Aruch. Siman Aleph, Sif Katan Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. Ra'uy. It is fitting. It is proper. L'chol yorei shamayim lihiyos meitzar v'doyeg al churban beis hamikdash. To meitzar means to express pain. V'doyeg means to worry over the churban beis hamikdash. And the Mechaber goes on to say, what do we do is, the Mekubalim, the Mogen Avram explains, and the Shulchan Aruch, when Mekubalim, the HaMekubalim, Tiknu Loimar Tzfilim Yuchedes Kolayla, they were Mesakeh, even until Beitel, they were Mesakeh to say a special Tila called Tikkun Chatzos. Kem Yuchedes La'acha Chatzos Shu Eis Ratzon. Now, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that it's proper to be doyeg, to be made some doyeg, and one of the only ways we do this is through the recital of Tikkun Chatzos. So the question is, why is it that we don't do this? We never do this. Whoever heard of doing Tikkun Chatzos? You don't see this, you don't hear this. We don't hear about doing Tikkun Chatzos. Why indeed are we so lenient in regard to this takana, the halacha, that's mamish, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch? What's the reason? So, many reasons. First answer given, the very chiddush to say such a thing, this halacha is only for those who live in Eretz Yisrael. If you live in Chutz Li'aretz, the halacha, the takana was never set. The takana to reciting chatzos, you have to be in reach, in range. You have to be in range of the Beis HaMikdash. If you're in the mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the place where you have an obligation, this meitzer u'doyeg, to bring out the tsar in of tikkun chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. If you're not chutz li'aretz, who never makabal, there's no such thing being required to do so. That's a very good, easy answer. The problem is that even in Eretz Yisrael, they don't do this. Okay, maybe Yechide Skula, but the average fellow who Shomer Torah Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, we do not find they are observing this halacha in Shulchan Aruch to recite Tikkun Chatzos. So how do they answer the question? So the answer, there are different answers. One answer, this answer I find very, very interesting, is how many times a day do we daven? Three times a day. Shacharis, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Who is Misakin Shacharis? Who is Misakin Shacharis? Avraham Avinu. Who is Misakin Mincha? Yitzchak. Who is Misakin Ma'ariv? Yaakov. Who is Misakin Tikkun Chatzos? David. David HaMelech. David HaMelech Tehillim. David HaMelech was the one who wrote the Mizmor Tehillim that we used Tikkun Chatzos. It was David. Okay, that's one thing. Next one from another idea. How many times do we daven in the day, during the yom, during the day? Twice. The beginning of the day, we daven shachas. At the end of the day, we daven mincha. Or the middle of the day, okay? But basically, there's the shachas. So likewise, there should be a parallel. At the night time, it's also the same, it's 12 hours, it's a period of time. We should daven in the beginning of the night, and we should daven at the end of the night. And indeed, that's all that's required. The beginning of the night is Ma'ariv. The end of the night, after Chatzos, is Tikkun Chatzos. It's very interesting. Tikkun Chatzos is the real tefillah. Shacharis Mincha. Before Chatzos, Shacharis. After Chatzos, Hayoyim is Mincha. In the evening, before Chatzos, is the Zman of Ma'ariv. And after Chatzos, Tikkun Chatzos passes, is the Zman of Tikkun Chatzos. 2 and 2. Really, there are 4 tefillas. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And David was misaking the last tefillah. Because David was very upset. How come you don't say in the Shemona Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Ve'elokei David? David demanded from the Ribbono Shel Olam that they should say my name also, Elokei David. He demanded. Why? I also have a tefillah. There's a Shachris, a Mincha, a Ma'ariv, and Tikkun Chatzos. I'm also one of the main players. Why don't you say David? So Hashem told David, David, they were tested. You were not tested. Test me. I will be good. So Hashem brought upon him the Nisayon of Basheva. Boy, was that a mistake. For the rest of his life, Anayim Hazeh, people are still making drashas about this. What exactly was going on over there? Okay, that was a big, and all of his problems, everything that happened in his life, all was an outgrowth of David Basheva. Everything from beginning to end, it was most of his life. So it wasn't a good idea to ask Hashem, test me. And David wanted to be tested because David wanted to say, okay, David. Why, okay, David? I'm part of the Nusach HaTzvila. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Ma'ariv is Ma'ariv, and then the half is David. Obviously, the same way, so here we get to the answer. The reason why we're not makbid on Tikkun Chatzos is just like we do not say Elokei David in the Shemona Esrei, David's tefillah didn't make it. It didn't make it to the majors. It didn't make it to the majors, it's only in the minors. It's not the same. Furthermore, even Yaakov Avinu, Chazal tell us tefillah smariv is a rishus. Me'ikar hadin, there is no requirement to daven ma'ariv. We accepted it upon ourselves as a chumra. It's a Kabbalah. You cannot daven ma'ariv today. It's not like all those that we have, discussed. A tachanun. Tachanun is also a reshus. Tachanun, we did not accept upon ourselves to do the same way we accepted upon ourselves to do a tilas ma'ariv. Married, there's no room to budge. Tachnun, we were makabel, but it's still a rishus. And that's why we're always looking for excuses, and we take advantage of excuses not to recite tachnun. But married, we were makabel, but it's still a rishus. If married is a rishus, tikkun chatzos is also a rishus. And it's a rishus that we were never makabel to do, we have to do. If we want to, we'll do it. If we don't want to, we won't do it. And the male, that's why, more or less, it has fallen by the wayside. We do not do it. We don't need to say this. Tikkun Chatzos is double. Tikkun Chatzos is primarily in Eretz Yisrael. Tikkun Chatzos is the second half of the night. It's like the second part of Ma'ariv. And Ma'ariv is only Rishus, so Tikkun Chatzos also Rishus. Another get of leniency in Tikkun Chatzos, some say, the halacha that Tikkun Chatzos that was established by Chazal was not that every single person should say it. It's that it should be said by someone. So today it is said. There are Yechidei Segula who do say Tikkun Chatzos. We know that. What? It's not in the Siddur?
I don't see it. Some Siddur have it.
Probably they look in the not new articles of this generation. They probably have it. Okay, so Tikkun Chatzos is not. It's said by Yechide. It's not that Takana was not every individual has to say.
The
Leah, Tikkun Rachel. That's a whole.
In the beginning of the Siddur, not at the end of the Siddur.
Okay.
In the beginning, before the
Brachos. Okay, so it's a whole. Okay, whatever it is, we're not going to Nusach today. Maybe you don't have time to Nusach. But Tikkun Chatzos, Tikkun Leah, Tikkun Rachel. Too important. But Tikkun Chatzos, the takana was not that every person should say it. The takana is the tzibur should appoint a person to say it. It should be said by someone, not necessarily everyone. Who says it? People who are roy, who have a certain sensitivity to say it. No, and Chazal gives him a very beautiful mashal of why we don't say it. Here, the mashal is when the person makes a simcha. When a person makes a simcha, who comes to the simcha? Who comes to the wedding? Everyone. Right? You send invitations, the whole world comes. Even if you're not invited, if you'll come, we'll be very happy to see you. I can't send everyone an invitation. I can't afford to pay a meal for every person. Send them a car, they get insulted. So you better don't invite them all together. What's worse, not to invite someone or to invite someone to the big dilemma? Okay, the age-old dilemma. What's worse, not to invite them or only to invite them to the chuppah? Okay, so you come, whatever it is, you come to the wedding. When a person is mourning, who comes to the Beis Avel? Only the people that are mishtatef in the tzar. In other words, so now what about the people who brought about the tzar, the people who caused the tzar? Okay?
They stay away.
They stay far away. Or people, your enemies. They don't come to rub it in. That's a halacha. Halacha is a person who's an avelus. If you're an enemy, you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to, unless you're going there to apologize, to make peace. But to be present and to rub it in, you have to be very sensitive, okay? If you know that the Avil does not want to see you, stay away. Stay away. You have to know.
When the doctors should go to the funeral, when they should go to mourning.
It all depends. Every situation is different. Sometimes the doctors, the family has tightness on the doctors. It all depends. You know, you cannot... Obviously, in today's day and age, you cannot generalize. Every situation is different. You cannot generalize. There's no one size fits all when it comes to these things. Any event, but if you are an enemy of a person, and you're not, obviously you do not come. To a certain degree, who are the people that brought about the Chorban? The common man. The common... The common man is responsible, is the cause of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. You have not done tshuva. How come you have not done tshuva? Tzadikim, they have done tshuva. They have anything in their possibility. So the tzadikim who feel Hashem's pain and are doing everything they can the whole year round to take away Hashem's pain, that there is a Chorban, they deserve to come. They should be there when Hashem asked to recite Tikkun Chatzos. But the common man that's totally removed from Golos and the whole understanding, you don't belong there. You know, not every person belongs in the Beis Avel. We understand. When a person is in mourning, there's a time. The first 3 days, today it's different. Today is a complicated world today. But there's something to it. There's a time. Not everyone comes by the Levaya before the Levaya. When the family sits in the room, there not everyone belongs there. We understand that. There's a time for everything. Not everyone belongs. You don't have to be there the very first moment. You don't have to be there the first moment after the funeral. Everyone knows when they should be in the place of mourning, in the right place at the right time. The Ribbono Shel Olam mourns over the Chorban Beis HaMikdash a lot more than we do. The one who has the most pain is Hashem. So do we belong there? It depends who you are. Are you family or not? So today, most of us do not consider ourselves a part of a family. And when it comes to feeling the pain of Hashem, and we don't belong there. And out of we come the wrong time, they say, you don't belong here. You know, come later, come tomorrow, come the next day. Now it's not the time, I don't need to deal with you now. There's a time and a place for everything. And therefore, someone to hold, that's one of the reasons why it's not for the common man to mourn. Again, the Shulchan Aruch also begins with halach. This everyone says, it's very, what? Okay, ein achinami, but you have to know your time and place. Now, there's also an idea. This is a famous one. Everyone says ending is it says shodach roy l'chol yorei shamayim lihios neitzer v'doyeg al churban Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, not everyone is a yorei shamayim. So before you neitzer and doyeg on Hashem's churban, you have to be neitzer v'doyeg on the fact that we are not yorei shamayim. We don't necessarily meet the prerequisites in order to be star over the avilas of Yerushalayim. We have to be on the madrega of being you have to be a Yorei Shamayim. But if we're not a Yorei Shamayim, we have to be doyeg mitzvah on ourselves. Why are we not Yorei Shamayim? The Chasam Sofer was his minug. Then he did Tikkun Chatzos Thursday night. Thursday night, he invited Yechidei Skula. He says that's what the whole yeshiva seems. I'm sorry, the whole yeshiva. By the Chasam Sofer, he had a yeshiva. The minig in the yeshiva was Thursday night, instead of Mishmar, was Zman of Tikkun Chatzos. Everyone, every Thursday night in the yeshiva, after Chatzos, they publicly recited Tikkun Chatzos. And the story was, there was once, and they had a Baal Tzvila who led the Tikkun Chatzos. There was a Baal Tzvila who did not, got up to daven, and he did not daven with any emotion. He just was very, very, very boring davening. And he was very angry. Chassam Sofer says, one thing you daven Shachos, you just read the words. But Tikkun Chatzos, if you don't have emotion, you're doing more harm than good. And he was very disturbed, and he dismissed this Baal Tzvila from ever davening again. He even said about him, he's choyshed, he's the cat Shabsai Tzvi. Shabsai Tzvi, if you can say a Tikkun Chatzos without any emotion, there's something fundamentally wrong. And maybe that's one of the reasons why we don't do, because when we don't have the proper sensitivity, then we can't daven. Okay, now the next thing is place can see something very, very interesting, and that is Nikar Hadin, Tikkun Chatzos. Now this is an incredible thing, and people don't wear this. You don't need to say Tikkun Chatzos after 12 o'clock at night. You can say Tikkun Chatzos in the afternoon of the day. Even though the primary location of the Nusach HaTzvila is to say it after the second half of the evening, guess what? You can say Tikkun Chatzos after Chatzos Yoim, day. And indeed, it seems that many people, that was their custom. People even today, is to recite, take out the Siddur, if you find it, you have to find a good Siddur, is to recite Tikkun Chatzos in the afternoon, because you're not going to wait until, you're not going to sit so late. 12 o'clock, you're long asleep, hopefully, getting up nice and early for the next day. So you can say Tikkun Chatzos bayoyim, by day, every single day. And who did this? The Chofetz Chaim did this. He writes over here, Eidus from the son, I already hear what he writes over here from the son of the Chofetz Chaim, the son of the Chofetz Chaim. Ubinoy shel HaChofetz Chaim Zatzal, Hayit al Aviv, he said to Eidus on his father, Kein lo reisiv lo kum b'chatzois laila, loy mar tikkun chatzois. I never saw my father wake up in the middle of the night and recite tikkun chatzois. Chutz min yudzayin b'tamus atishabav, she'omar hatikun achar chatzois hayoim, levadoi b'beis hakneses. Okay, the son of the Chofetz Chaim testifies about his father that he never saw him get up in the middle of the night after Chatzos Laila to recite Tikkun Chatzos. The only time the Chofetz Chaim said Tikkun Chatzos was between these days, Yud Zayin B'Tammuz through Tisha B'Av, in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, in the afternoon of the day is when you can say Tikkun Chatzos. And you get credit for saying Tikkun Chatzos. Halacha l'maaseh, most of us don't even do that. We don't even do that. But what we really should do, okay, and I try to do this myself, is that you should say during this in all the camps, is that during the Bein HaMitzvah, you should say before you bench, Al Naharois Bavel. Okay, before you bench, if you wash, you recite even one Mizmar of Tehillim. No, we miss Shiram Alois. You say Shiram Alois on Shabbos and Yom Tov. During the 3 weeks, the proper thing is, that is Tikkun Chatzos. If you say that when you eat your lunch, certainly, if you say it in the afternoon, after 12 o'clock, today now 1 o'clock, because of daylight savings time, after 1 o'clock, if you wash, and you bench, and you recite Al Naharois Bavel, as in every Siddur, don't tell me that every Siddur has Al Naharois Bavel, that is Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos is not hocus pocus, some Aramaic mystical things. It's just basically Tehillim. It's all it is, Tehillim. Say David, yeah, the Tikkun Chatzos is established by David. So what more do you want than to say Mizmorim that were composed by David HaMelech? So when you say Gesundheit Al Narois Bavel after 12, 1 p.m. every single day, this is mamish, a fulfillment of Tikkun Chatzos. Which is a very important thing. Okay. Other thing that the people do that they're very machlan, and it's minig yushlaim. I never heard about it in America. They write it as minig yushlaim. Here's the minig yushlaim. Minig yushlaim is during the Bein HaMitzarim. We reference to the evil to be made to the doiga yushlaim during the Bein HaMitzarim in this special way. besides the halachas of haircuts and hulu, but in the shachiyana we discussed last week, is not, okay, they would wear begodim pechusim. They would wear during the weekday clothing all shmatas. Okay, I don't know if they do that today anymore, but this I really like, this minhag, is that during davening, when they said tachnun, they would say Shomer Yisrael, the three Shomer Yisraels, very slowly. They make a big deal about it. Today, you know, people just, they zip up the whole tachnun. They don't even know what they're saying, the Shomer Yisrael. During the 3 weeks, it used to be in the Minag Yerushalayim, the Yichud Poi, Ir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, the Rabbim Nohago, Lilbosh, Malbushim, Pechusim, Kol Yimei Ben Amasarim, Gam Nohago, Loimar, Mishnichnas Av, not during the 3 weeks, Mishnichnas Av, Shoimer Yisrael, Shebetachanun, Bini'imo Miyuchedes, Shel Tsar, Vishivoroin, Leiv, V'chehena harbe pe'ulois, and other things they would do, but it's a very beautiful thing to pay attention to in the 9 days when we recite Shomer Yisrael, to have a little bit more kavana. Have a wonderful day.
Amen.